T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. You know, this is, I don't know about you, but as I watch, and in front of me right now are screens with all of the major networks, cable networks, all talking about impeachment. Are you as tired of hearing about this crap as I am? I really am. Pence aide, who is on Ukraine call, testifying on Capitol Hill. Who gives a crap? I really don't. What was Fox's headline? One of the other headlines they were talking about. Now, indications of a foreign leader, a leader of Ukraine, indicating he's going to testify, that he was recognizing what was communicated to him was quid pro quo. Who cares? Show me. What is the law that has been broken here? Until I hear anything about a law that's been broken, I don't give a crap. And you can all of you Democrats who are pushing this garbage, you can shove this up your rear end. Honestly, it's a waste of time and energy. And I think one of the saddest things is to watch the continual obsession as well, even among Republicans, trying to respond to every single asinine thing these political jackasses are doing every single day. There are important things going on, very important things going on. There are lives being lived. In fact, I think for most of us, our lives are going on. Whatever is happening in our lives really are quite unaffected by these idiotic events in Washington, D.C. That's my perspective anyway. Now, along the way, we will watch and we will see how these events transpire and see if the Democrats are dumb enough to follow through on impeachment to actually take a vote. And if they do, we can laugh. Because it will be an absolute circus, as it is right now. How about we talk about some things that are happening in the real world, where people are doing acts of kindness for one another. They're taking the time to be sensible human beings. Like this, the woman walking 24 miles to and from work got quite a surprise from coworkers and strangers. Her name is Darlene Quinn. Walked 24 miles to and from work when her only car broke down. By the way, she got into work at 4 a.m. Let me just interject for a moment. Do these nitwits in Washington, D.C. have any concept at all of what it means to work a real freaking job? Do they? Do they have any concept of that? And they can come in and they can perpetuate these silly tales and fables day after day after day after day, all with the point of trying to get political advantage. And here are people like this getting up at ungodly hours of the morning to work their asses off, only to have the people that are supposedly representing them participating in the most petty of exercises. Let me get off my soapbox and get back to the story. By the way, this story unfolding right here in the upstate of Spartanburg, South Carolina. This woman, her job is at a FedEx store in Spartanburg. She's a package handler. According to her coworker, Josh Lewis, Quinn has worked at FedEx for almost 7 years. clocking in at 4 a.m. Several months ago, her only car broke down. Transmission went out. Radiator broke. She was determined to make it work. She walked 12 miles to work, 12 miles back home every week. Can you imagine this? 12 miles. This is almost like one of those stories that you hear from your parents about, you know, walking 6 miles in the snow to get to school, to the schoolhouse. Oh, that was you, Charles. Okay, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Lewis said in the past couple of weeks, he and his boss would stop to pick Quinn up whenever they saw her walking. She walks in the rain, in the cold, in whatever weather condition she has to get to work and support herself. According to Lewis, Quinn has been working 6-day work weeks to try and save enough money to buy a reliable car. He said, honestly, I admire her. I can't even begin to imagine having to walk that far, then work at a very physically demanding job, then turn around and walk 12 miles back home. My goodness. Can you imagine that? I mean, and I am making the confession right now. The complaints, whether I express those verbally or whether those are expressed within the depths of my soul, I confess I am ashamed of myself as I share this right now. 12 miles. So last month, Lewis, the coworker, he created a GoFundMe account to help raise enough money to buy Quinn a new car. He was hoping to get her a new car before winter settles in. Would you help to show Darlene there really are good people in this world, in our community, in our places of work? Will you help Darlene to get a vehicle before the tough winter weather really sets in? Just 1 week after creating the fundraising page, Lewis announced on his Facebook page they have raised enough money to buy Quinn a new car. I want to let you know there's a lot of people in this community that love you and care about you. Me and about 100 other people got together, raised enough money to buy that car in cash. Quinn teared up. Said, you're going to make me cry. Many strangers donated to this GoFundMe page. Many. And I look at this. This is not, and this is not an insult. This is a badge of honor. This is not a young woman walking 12 miles a day to a job. My age, if not older. Not only am I blown away by this act of generosity, I'm also blown away by this woman who had the character in the midst of her difficulties to keep working, to keep walking. That is absolutely awesome. Gives us a lot to think about, doesn't it? Just a bit of good news. But I've got to tell you, wait, ladies and gentlemen, there is more. And we'll get to that as we continue the broadcast today. We'll talk about the other news of the day. And as always, we welcome your very vibrant participation as well. You're welcome to call or to text. Either way, we would love to interact with you during the course of this. Back on the broadcast over on the text line, all the Democrats are doing, they're winning votes for Trump. Also, this, Vince, you're in rare form today. I love it. I want you to continue on your soapbox. Well, we will see how that transpires here. Vince, put down the mic. Back away slowly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you have a calm me down pill, now's the time to take it. The law is bribery for personal gain. The word they should be using, bribery with U.S. taxpayer assets to benefit him personally. Well, if you have evidence of that, bring it on. Just bring it. And I've said before, what you're dealing with here is, by my perspective, you've got a comparison that you have to make between determining whether there was a legal law enforcement pursuit here to try to make sure that corruption did not take place, or if you have evidence that Donald Trump, for political reasons, was just trying to take Joe Biden down. Okay? If it is the latter, if this is entirely political and you've got evidence that he said that he proclaimed that, and you know that was his motivation, well, let's have a conversation. But if you do not know, all you've got is the allegation of a thought crime. And last time I looked, there's no such thing as thought crime unless you are participating in some sort of movie. But I understand where you're coming from. And I would tell you, if that's the goal, if they're trying to push the idea of bribery, go ahead. Try that. You darn well better have the evidence. Otherwise, don't waste my time. Give them hell, Vince. Democrats are wasting time and money. These different charges are all distractions from the criminal Democrats. John out of Spartanburg. Also on the text line, what is the shame? That lady gets no help from government. But if you don't try or illegally here, government will take care of everything. You know, isn't that interesting? You know, that woman is working her rear end off. And how many people are sitting out there on their asses doing absolutely nothing? Not just illegals, but people who've been here the entire time in this country looking for excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. Also on the text line, Vince, I've known so many people whose first reaction to adversity is, "Welp, I guess I can't go to work." Proud of this woman and the community, as you should be. You should be very, very proud. Isn't there, you know, it kind of reminds me, I think it's in Proverbs where it's talking about the lazy man. And it says, you know, the lazy man says, "There's a lion in the streets." Yeah. Isn't it kind of interesting that that's what's going on in our society? We've got a lot of people. They are seeing phantoms. They're afraid of things, forces unseen out there that keep them from being diligent, from applying themselves. Yes, yes, yes. Vince, is bad enough to have to constantly hear the term fake news. Now a person running against Lindsey Graham has radio spots using the term fake conservative. So what's next? Fake patriot? I think my head is going to explode. You know, I really do wish that some people would start using some creative language, especially when it comes to the media and these other things. There is such thing as a shelf life. And after you have beat a dead horse over and over and over again, you need to stop. Come up with something new and creative. I'm just suggesting that. Because I get tired of hearing this stuff over and over again. And most of the time, when I hear people make reference to fake news, it's basically news I don't want to hear. Or information that doesn't fit within the paradigm that I choose to buy into. So we've got to all be very careful about this. So thank you. That's really good. Vince, in this polarized society, how do employees get along? I bet now more motivation to just fire anyone from a job. I mean, Trump has a battlefield at his job. just because they don't like him. Yeah, it's pretty much open conflict everywhere, isn't it? Can't build a society on that. You just can't. And I can tell you, and those of you who have followed this broadcast the last few months and know of some of the things that have developed for me personally in the past few months, maybe it's just an extra sensitivity and an understanding of the gravity of life. I just find myself having less patience for stupidity and nonsense. I really just don't want to put up with it. And I think it's time to shut it down. At least I'm shutting it down. By the way, I've told you, and I hope to get to it. It's funny. Probably next year, I'm going to be telling you, I've got to tell you about something I've been planning to share on this broadcast. I'm going to put this book right in front of me right now to make sure I do not forget to share something. I'm reading this great book now called Safe People. Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. This has been one of the best books I have read in a long, long time. How to Find Relationships That Are Good for You and Avoid Those That Aren't. This book is dynamite. And you know what's interesting is I've read this, I've also found some really interesting political applications. For example, and I've talked about this before, about the danger of reactionary living. And we see this in the political world. Much of what I see going on among so-called Republicans and so-called conservatives is not really an advocacy of conservatism and of liberty. It's reactionism. It's reaction to every single dumbass idea and dumbass idiot Democrat and the stupid things that they do. You can't live your life in reaction. You've got to take action. You need to set the agenda rather than react to what people around you are doing. And just because somebody reacts to Democrats and responds to Democrats and appears to smack them down, it does nothing. We need people who are going to be trailblazers to communicate conservative ideas, principles of liberty, begin relaying those foundations for us. That's what's essential right now. Don't spend your time, and let's bring this back to the personal. Don't spend your time reacting to every single negative person around you. And some of these people you need to tell to take a hike. There may be some relationships around you that are absolutely toxic. Get rid of them. And I'll tell you, when I say that there are applications to political life, this is one of them. You got toxic people who are in political office, get rid of them. Do not pander to them, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what letter is behind their name. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and because I'm a generous guy, before I get to what I'm going to share, I will take a couple of calls here on a couple of subjects. And let's see. First, let's go out to Columbia and Steve. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Steve.
So quick question. What's your position on goat fucking?
All right, Jasper out of Gastonia. Good morning. Hello, Jasper. Come in, Jasper.
Hello. I didn't hear anybody say anything about Jasper.
You are there, sir.
I am here. I just wanted to say that, to me, and I hear all the stuff you're saying, and you're right, but the only way to fight this evil is we've got to take back the schools. And what I mean by take back the schools is, ever since we lost prayer in school, because when we lost prayer in school, government became God. And now, you know, it's like Jesus said himself, you're either for me or you're against me. And now that we put the government is God, all the other religions, secular humanism, it's a religion, even Supreme Court has said so, and all the other religions and all the other materialism and everything else has just, you know, gone full force because we threw out God. I mean, you can't bring the Bible, you can't bring prayer, even on a personal basis, because it was, I think it was like 20, 25 years ago, there was a teacher in Charlotte who was fired. She was a black woman. She was fired because she was reading her Bible in the break room.
Yep, and, I remember that story.
Yeah, and if you don't have, now, if you don't have the schools, we're going to continue to lose the whole generation. We've already lost 60 years of the battle, but, you know, at least the last 30, 35. And that's why we have all the abortion, the crime, the immorality, the selfishness, and all the rest of it goes. And there's just no way around it. But Reagan promised that he was going to, you know, put the, you know, prayer back in school, but he didn't lift a finger. You know, and he appointed the Supreme Court justices that didn't lift a finger. And, you know, he talked about it, but never did anything for any action. And the fact is, that prayer that they did kick out was just a very, very, very simple, you know, pray for our school, pray for our parents. You know, it was a very lame, almost a lame prayer, but it was a symbol. You know, it wasn't making people have to, you know, everybody get down on their knees and, you know, and praise the Lord.
Hey, let me go a little bit further with this, Jasper, because one of the things, and I know there are people who are very concerned immediately what's going to happen. You're going to create a religious school. And I'm not an advocate of the government doing something like this. Here's where we need to go, Jasper, because this is bigger than, simply having prayer in the public schools. What we need to do is get the federal government out of the school business altogether. That's really the first step, Jasper. And then all of these schools need to be decentralized and controlled by parents. So if you want to live in California and you want to be taught that the planet is our God and that there's some sort of earth goddess and you want to believe in all of this nonsense and you wouldn't even want to promote this in the schools, go for it. I would love to see a competition of schools with varying beliefs and ideologies. Why not do that? And, I mean, this is one of the reasons I like the charter school concept, where you have money that follows the student. And I think this is the way that it ought to work altogether. Let the money follow the student. Let me very quickly get to something I've promised to address for quite some time. This is in the book Safe People, How to Find Relationships That Are Good For You and Avoid Those That Aren't. And there's so many things in here that are just absolutely excellent. But one of the manifestations of bad relationships are negative impacts on our physical health. I'm just going to share this section. Physical health. Over the past few years, research has begun to focus on the close relationship between our minds and our bodies. This research simply affirms what the scriptures have been telling us for millennia, that we don't have a body. We are a body. When David cried out to God in times of trouble, he was in acute physical and emotional pain. For my bones are in agony, my soul is in anguish. Jesus' agony in Gethsemane caused sweat like drops of blood. Like David and Jesus, our physical well-being is also a good barometer of our emotional and spiritual life. In fact, many doctors attribute a high percentage of medical problems to stress and emotions, which can be quite relationship sensitive. Look at the following list: chronic headaches, gastrointestinal problems, back pain, susceptibility to viruses, weight issues, even cancer, and life expectancies have been linked to our emotional well-being. We cannot ignore the medical signs we may be receiving. A small town in Pennsylvania, I think it's called Rosetto, a good example of the importance of relationships in our physical well-being. Many years ago, Rosetto was populated by Italian immigrants who developed a reputation for unusually solid and long-lasting personal relationships. People were friends for generations, and they genuinely cared for each other. Not only was this town known for relationships, it was also famous for long life. The life expectancies of the citizens was significantly greater than that of the rest of the United States. researchers began to study to see what was different about these people. Quickly, the scientists found the most important variable: relationships. The deep interconnectedness between the residents was rare in other parts of the state and the country. But there were two more important findings in this long-term study. This is mind-boggling. I want you to listen carefully to this. First, the inhabitants of Rosetto did not take any better care of themselves physically than anyone else. They ate lots of red meat and fatty foods and smoked and drank as much as any American. Yet they lived much longer. Mark is sitting in here and he's raised a thumbs up. He likes that idea. Second, the town was researched again in the 90s. By then, industrialization had made its mark. By then, people left, new people moved in, and the connections were broken. Longtime residents observed that you no longer knew the people down the street. Guess what? As the connections disintegrated, life expectancies took a plunge. Just in case you were thinking of moving to Rosetta, think again. Your chances of living longer there are no longer better than anywhere else in the country. What a striking example of how safe people can make a measurable difference in our physical lives. This is some food for thought. I want you to think about this. Remember I've said to you before, we can talk and talk and talk all day about money, about the economy and the stock market. And frankly, this is idolatry. It's all about money. I'm telling you, it's all about relationships. We ought to think about that. Interesting items here on the text line, making reference to the discussion about prayer, Bible reading out of schools for decades before the Madeleine Murray O'Hare U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Half the states already did not have official state-sponsored prayer. Blaming the ruling for our nation's woes is a false causal connection and a straw man fallacy. Do better, folks! Then some families cannot move to a school area that meets their beliefs. But first, abolish the Department of Education. Every state can then establish criteria for all the schools in that state. Then people can choose a state. Then keep all state funds within that state so they are not supporting a state that does not earn their keep. I'm with you. This is good stuff. And you're at a great starting place when you say get rid of the Department of Education. How long? And how many? Come on, people. How many of these knucklehead presidential candidates have been talking to us about getting rid of the Department of Education? How many of them? This goes way back to Reagan. And one of the unfortunate things, I mean, here's a perfect example of that. You remember back when, what's his face? Former governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Remember he was talking about getting rid of the Department of Energy? Who was the head of the Department of Energy in the Trump administration?
It's him, isn't it?
Yep. And I think he's on the way out. He's leaving. But this is part of the problem. See, if he had any integrity, he would have said, President Trump, I will be glad to accept this position on the grounds that you allow me to take the position to shut it down. That's what you tell him. In fact, that's what Donald Trump should have said. But that's another story for another day. I'm bombarding you with some positive stories. I've got to share this one because I was not here when this story happened. I'm sure you're familiar with the Mexican massacre where Americans came under attack. Did you hear a story about the fact that a 7-month-old baby survived that gunfire? Thanks to one final selfless act from her mother before the woman was killed. Baby Faith, one of several survivors of the senseless violence in Sonora that happened. Cartel members ambushed 3 cars packed with children and their mothers in a possible case of mistaken identity. Hours after Christina Marie Langford Johnson, 29-year-old, was gunned down, relatives discovered her infant daughter, Faith, unscathed and still strapped to her car seat inside the bullet-riddled car. I just cannot imagine. They found Christina's baby Faith with a vehicle around her riddled with bullet holes. However, she was untouched and alive in her car seat. It looks like it was hurriedly placed on the floor of the vehicle by her mother for protection. This is not only an item that is praiseworthy for the fact that this child is alive, but the bravery of the mother to somehow take this final step to secure the life of this baby. Huh. It is absolutely something else. One more thing, and we will go into some of the other news of the day. And I think I've indicated to you, and don't hear what I'm not saying. At this point, I don't see anything that causes me concern about Kanye West and his profession of faith. And there are most of the indications, frankly, are pretty positive so far. This story, reported by Relevant Magazine. Jesus is King has caused a spike in people Googling about Christianity. This latest album, Jesus is King, lives up to the name and lyrical content and is so full of biblical references. It's caused a spike in people searching for answers. According to FaithWire, Jesus and What Do Christians Believe saw a spike shortly after the album's release. In response, the American Bible Society, an organization founded way back in 1816, is giving away free Bibles. Kanye fans who might be curious about Scripture. The organization's director of ministry intelligence. How is that for a title within a Bible society? That is a strange title. Director of ministry intelligence. Said when we saw an influential cultural figure like Kanye inspiring young people to curiously seek out answers to their faith questions, we saw that as an opportunity to do what we do best as an organization, to provide God's word and point people to it as a source to their questions about faith. By the way, if you're interested, there's a form online. It's abs.bible/Kanye. ABS for American Bible Society .bible/Kanye. Fill out the form, get a free Bible. Why not? And again, even if we later find that this is not genuine and doesn't last with Kanye, you know, doesn't matter. Again, here's a great benefit. And for that, I can be very thankful. Let's go out to Jim. Got about a minute, Jim.
Yeah, Vince, public education, one of my favorite topics right here locally in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg system. You've got basically no accountability whatsoever for that system anymore. All you got to do is look at their head chiefs. They, you know, fourth one now in, 10 or 12 years. Even no reason given for the dismissal. Vince, you've got people down there, particularly middle management people, with salary and retirement benefits are approaching $300,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.